The Mickey Fleiler Show, forming the upstate since circa 1834. Dang, that is old. Monday through Friday, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
My great friends at Trehel, T-R-E-H-E-L.com. They want to build your next building for you. Let Trehel take care of you. One thing I want to talk about with Trehel is this better building experience. You know, sometimes building is a difficult thing to do. And sometimes you think about, like, you're excited in the building, you know, to think about building something. And then when rubber meets the road, boy, it's just a hassle. And it's not very easy. And there's a bunch of issues that arise. Well, the bottom line is at Trehel, it's a better building experience. You're involved in the process. You're, for the most part, when it's a design build that they do, you're involved throughout the entire process. And it's one point person. And it just really makes it so much easier. There's a reason why 1,600 plus projects now, $1.8 billion in economic development in the upstate now. There's a reason why this works. It's people. It's the way the design build works for them. Now, they still build with architects as well. There's still different delivery methods they can work with. But the way that the interaction happens, the way the relationships are built, is something that lasts and is a big, big part of what they do. It's a big part of their culture. First, learn about culture from Trehel. Find out what I'm talking about. The better building process has evolved into the better building experience with my great friends at Trehel. If they don't exceed your expectations, they say they have failed. T-R-E-H-E-L.com. Speaking of expectations, Dane Young, UGARivals.com. Good morning, Dane. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Mickey. Could I start this and get some advice from you? This is a life and a marriage question.
All right, let's hear it.
Yesterday was my wife's birthday. And her coworkers, her colleagues, gave her some, just all kinds of different things, but included was some Chick-fil-A gift cards, restaurant gift cards. To what degree is that hands-off for me? And does it matter that we share a Chick-fil-A account that, like, on our phones, we just use the app on there? And so I'm wondering to what access I have to her birthday gifts.
Couple things here. If it's just you by yourself, you have zero access to it.
Okay.
If it is you and her together with kids or wherever you might be doing, then you do have partial access to that. You know what it is? It's much like the fry tax. Let's say that, you know, you go pick it up. Obviously, you come back. Some of her fries are going to be missing. Right? Because she wasn't there with you. If you don't want to avoid the fry tax, she's got to be there with you. If you want to participate in her gift cards, then y'all need to be together. It would be it'd be across the line, in my opinion, if you did it by yourself without her.
But I could feed children with the gift cards that she's provided if she's not there. So the only scenario where I get in trouble if it's just me by just myself you. Going to use her gift cards.
Absolutely. And okay. Look, cool. Let's be careful about this too. Because, you know, Chick-fil-A, I don't know what you order, what you're getting out for, but it's not worth a night on the couch.
Yeah. I love Chick-fil-A. I've been a longtime supporter of it, but their price hikes have kind of sent me other places recently.
Well, everybody else too, right? Everybody else too. I'll be at Chick-fil-A in Clemson here on Friday doing the show from over there. Looking forward to that. And yeah, man, that's the world we live in for sure. Hey, and let me know how it turns out. You know, just for entertainment purposes only, go try to get you one without her, and let's see how it works first. Let's test it out.
All right, we'll test that out.
I only saw highlights, and I kept up with the game as it was going, and it just appeared to me it was a typical Georgia football game this year, and that you're just that much better, and there was no ever threat of the other team actually winning, but you didn't come away, or I didn't come away at least, hadn't read message boards where everybody's just wild by this incredible performance, but you beat your arch rival or your in-state rival by 23 points, and the game was never really in doubt. Fair? What did I miss?
Yeah, fair. I mean, I'm jealous that you didn't have to watch the game and could just kind of
see it on the side and focus on Ohio State, Michigan, because just as a college football fan, that's what I wanted to do. But with the nature of my job, that's just, I had to watch this thing. And Georgia Tech came out early and had a good game plan and hit a couple passes. And it was like, ah, I haven't seen Georgia Tech have that much life in years against Georgia. But the game was, like you said, never really in question. It was a one possession game into the third quarter, but still, because of the reputation that Georgia has developed, when Georgia has a 3-point or a 7-point lead in a third quarter and Georgia has the ball on offense, especially against a team like Georgia Tech, it just doesn't feel like it's within one possession at that point. It's almost like teams, if they're going to put Georgia on the bad end of the scoreboard, they need to get a first half lead and see if they can hang on. And I think everyone just knew Georgia Tech didn't have the horses. Georgia made some dumb mistakes in this game, and it's one reason that it was that close. The one particular possession, I'm going to fail his name, so I'm not going to attempt it. Backup quarterback for Georgia Tech, he's primarily a runner. And they brought him in at the 7-yard line. It was pretty obvious. This is a QB keep. And I think it was Malachi Starks or Kamari Lassiter looked in the wrong direction. And when they talk about poor eye discipline, like that's the play you look at and you say, how do you not know that that quarterback is going to run in that direction and you're following this receiver and was never really a threat? Little stuff like that I think was problematic of, like, Georgia didn't bring its A game, but then it didn't matter because Georgia in the second half was able to pull away. In particular, I'd give a kudos. Ladd McConkey was awesome in this game. He had a great return on the punt team. He did the thing on punt coverage where you run down to the 1-yard line and then you tip the ball to yourself and you down it there. And then he had a really good jet sweep as well. He did everything you could do except he didn't catch a pass, which is pretty – like, I'm giving him kudos, and he's a receiver, and he didn't catch a pass.
Yeah, because not many did. I can help you with the pronunciation better than I can Chick-fil-A advice, because former Clemson quarterback Tyson Pumachon was the –
What is up with – see, I worked hard. I had Uwe Ungalale down before Georgia played them last year.
Yeah,
Clemson attracts a lot of these alphabet letters.
Yeah, it's a lot of vowel, a lot of consonants, I should say, through that one. I watched Ohio State – at times this year show vulnerabilities that caught up to them against Michigan. I've watched Alabama the last 2 years actually show signs where, you know, we think these teams are on pedestals and are elite, but these issues that do come up eventually have bitten them. Is there a chance in your mind that some of the issues we've seen, Georgia passing game mainly, and sometimes in the running game too, that eventually you might look back on and go, man, we should have seen that thing coming?
I think if there's something like that, it's probably Georgia's defensive line outside of Jalen Carter right now.
Right.
Like, when you see Chaz Chambliss on the field, usually not that good. And after Nolan Smith's injury, he's starting. And it's not to say that he doesn't have potential to become good. He's just not at that level yet. His reputation is that he's a weight room warrior. He's a great team guy. But he's just going in the wrong direction a lot of times, or he's tackling in ways that, like, you're not going to bring down anyone that has any kind of leg strength. Georgia's gotten better on the interior line, I think. Guys like Nazir Stackhouse and Zion Logue have been steady. They're not superstars. I'm not saying they are. Georgia's taken very much a step back this year with defensive line talent. Again, I don't even know if that's a shot compared to last year, because last year's defensive line was among the best that college football's seen in the last 20 years. So it's just kind of natural that that's happened. Outside of Jalen Carter, he's still better than anything that Georgia had on that line last year. But I think when you get into championship season, which Georgia's now in the postseason, you win and lose games at the line of scrimmage still. Sometimes a quarterback can make things happen, but when quarterbacks get mitigated, for instance, if we find ourselves with a Georgia and USC matchup, I do not think that will be close, and in part because Georgia's defensive line, even though it's taken a step back from last year, I think will maul USC's offensive line, and that really makes life hard for Caleb Williams. Can he have a superstar effort and, you know, get past all of that? Potentially. And I know we're going to talk about SEC championship and Georgia's got to stay in this week and everything, but look, Georgia fans are thinking about matchups beyond this because Georgia's in the playoff regardless of what happens in Atlanta.
I was right now, deserve a little credit here, because I was right in telling you that Tech's got a few dudes on defense, and you had 16 first downs, only 400 yards of total offense. It wasn't, you know, and again, the offense wasn't going to sustain anything for Georgia Tech. But was I right that Tech's got a couple guys there? You got a kind of game plan for it. That wasn't a bad defensive effort you saw Saturday.
Biggest thing with Tech, and yes, their roster has a lot of deficiencies, and but they have good players. The main thing is that when they got Collins out of there and put Key as the leadership, it kind of took on his personality. And Georgia Tech does not make the amount of mistakes that they had been in previous years. Georgia Tech would shoot itself in the foot, fumbles. They did have a couple drop passes in this game that are, if they catch them, they at least hang longer with Georgia. Overall, though, I think disciplined, hard-nosed, get the best of what you can out of the players. I think that's one reason Brent Key just got the job full-time. I'm a bit surprised because I did see the reports about Willie Fritz likely getting the job, and then it backed away, and then it's Brent Key getting promoted. And I don't hate that hire for Georgia Tech in the sense that I don't know that there's going to be anyone. Like,
one of the things I read was Willie Fritz was telling people he wanted one more good paying job before he retired. And I'm thinking, well, if that's what you're saying on day one, I think I'd prefer to have Key, who's like, I love Georgia Tech. This is a place that's important to me. You know, if Georgia Tech can recruit just a little, like they'll compete in its division in the ACC. I'm not saying win championships, but look, the floor, they're bottoming out in the last 2 years. So to show even a little life in the last month of the season, a little bit like Auburn, right, is progress compared to what it has been for a little while.
Speaking of Auburn, what is the Hugh Freeze fire? How is that a Hugh Freeze hire? How is that met in Athens, and what does that mean to the Auburn-Georgia rivalry?
So I don't think Georgia fans have really spent any time, at least the ones I've talked to, looking at it. I have, but look, I covered Auburn for 4 years. I lived there. I don't think Hugh Freeze is an awful person. I'm very disappointed in Auburn administrators right now. I really like that community. I met my wife there. We got married at the Auburn Hotel. I have a lot of people in Auburn that I care about. And for them to say in the statement that Hugh Freeze is the best fit for Auburn, that's a slap in the face to a ton of people. And, hey, I can go into a litany of reasons why. I think they're all well-documented. People can see a whole thread on my Twitter feed that just – It's icky to me, and I don't think he's a horrible human. I don't think he's a monster or anything to be feared. Like, we do that a lot right now when we kind of pick our sides on these things, but it breaks my heart when a guy like Chris Hatcher at Samford, who I will remind people, Samford's undefeated this year other than losing to Georgia and Athens. They are a powerhouse this season in the FCS. This is a guy that at Valdosta State and Georgia Southern and Murray State and Samford has just done things the right way. And he's won a lot of football games, and he's got a lot of connections. So it bothers me when a guy like Hugh Freeze gets his second chance before a guy like Chris Hatcher gets his first.
Yeah, very, very good point. Storylines to follow. I watched LSU and Texas A&M Saturday night, and I got to think, man, just not excited about this one. This should be pretty similar to what we've seen out of Georgia's schedule all year long. Any thought about it all about a way that LSU can keep the game close in the fourth quarter?
Well, Jaden Daniels can be a difference maker. He's a really good runner, and he can pass too. The thing with him, and it's weird, most of the times in college football, you have coaches that are reining back their quarterbacks. Like, don't put us in a position to make a mistake. Like, we want to control the ball. We don't want to turn it over. Jaden Daniels is the opposite, that he needs to take way more chances than he is passing the ball. And LSU's offense is limited when he stares down a receiver for 4 seconds too long, the window closes, and so then he has to tuck and run. He needs to – there was a point in the season, I think he had like 11 touchdowns and zero interceptions, and Brian Kelly came out and said, that's a bad thing. That means he's not trying to take the things that we can do to be explosive on offense. And frankly, I thought that was refreshing to hear from a coach in a world where coaches tend to be pretty conservative with how they do these things. The main thing with LSU to me is if people have not watched – true freshman Harold Perkins, edge rusher, they need to, because he is among the best players in college football right now. And his projected future, my God, he's one of the better talents I've seen. Who knows what happens from here? But, like, it reminds me of some of the best players that, you know, you think of the first time you saw Jadeveon Clowney play, or you think that there's a ton of these guys that you're like, they're going to be a difference maker in this sport, college and otherwise, for a long time.
and Georgia has to identify where he is on the field constantly. If LSU had Mason Smith, their all-world defensive tackle, he tore his ACL in, I think, week two or three. If they had him, I think they would be a true competitor in this game. Because if you project ahead, this is not the LSU defense of, like, having five NFL defensive backs and, you know, a couple defensive tackles and pretty good everywhere else. This is a front seven that next year SEC is going to be feared. LSU's on the rise. I think Brian Kelly's done a tremendous job there.
Tell us about what's going on. YouTube, site, prep, review, preview, college football playoffs, a lot going on there.
Yeah, we did a preview for LSU. If you want to see more of Harold Perkins, where they line them up and all those things, that's on our YouTube page right now. It's a feature that me and my colleague Brent Rollins from Pro Football Focus do. It's called Film Don't Lie. And then when 4 o'clock, we'll have the Watch Along Show with Jim Donnan over on YouTube. Just search, you can search Georgia Bulldogs. It'll probably pop up. But it's Georgia Bulldogs and UGA Sports on YouTube. Or you can follow me on Twitter. You'll see all the content. Dane Young, D-A-Y-N-E-Y-O-U-N-G.
I love it. So take the risk, man. You know, get a meal out of it. See if she notices, and if she doesn't notice, tell her and see how it works out. We all need to know for ourselves maybe one day.
Hey, we all learn and get better one way or the other.
Right? That's right. Only way, like Jaden Daniels, only way to learn is make a mistake and see if you can learn from it.
There you go.
All right, buddy. Hey, have a great one, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Dane Young, UGA Rivals. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. I'll address the end of the hour phone call about staff stuff. We'll do that when you come back after this.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/radio. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/radio. That's 4hims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
It's holiday season, and you can count on Reed's Jewelers to offer you unmatched savings and customer service. America's largest family-owned jeweler invites you to visit their experienced showcase location in the Haywood Mall, featuring the Upstate's premier selection of exquisite Swiss timepieces like Omega, Breitling, Tudor, Tag Heuer, and Gucci. You've enabled the Haywood Mall location to earn the highest company honor for customer excellence, which we've known for years. Reed's expanded diamond inventory provides you with endless options for that special person in your life. Friends, Wally Odom and his team offer you a wide selection of jewelry choices, and they can save you a lot of money. It's the ideal time to find her a diamond she'll treasure forever, or find him a Swiss timepiece that will make a statement. See for yourselves in their newly expanded store, Reed's Jewelers, next to Belk on the top floor of the Haywood Mall, or online at reeds.com.
The holidays are approaching, so get your car ready before taking the trip home to see the family and celebrate with My Garage by Essex. Don't wait until the last minute to get your tires rotated or oil changed. Make your appointment today and check it off your list early. My Garage by Essex wants to take the stress of the holiday season away with great service and happy car rides. Call 633-5800, make your appointment, or just visit 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson. Spots fill quickly.
Thompson and King want you to know that there has been an important change in veterans' rights. Vets or widows of vets who served in Vietnam in the Navy may now be able to receive Agent Orange benefits. Public Law 116-23 is known as the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Vets Act of 2019. These Blue Water claimants may also be eligible if their claims were previously denied. If you or your deceased spouse served in Vietnam in the Navy, please call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com.
You hire a cleaning service that starts out great, but over time, the quality and the timeliness just fade away. Sound familiar?
Well, at JanPro of the Western Carolinas, our network of certified business owners make the difference. We have the industry-leading technology and the best certification programs available.
We have a 99% retention rate with our customers, and our average customer is with us for over 7 years.
Call today for a quote or go to jan-prowc.com to learn more.
If a mattress is on your Black Friday shopping list, then buy local and save big at Engineered Sleep. Save up to $1,000 on bundles and up to $500 on mattresses the entire month of November. This is Engineered Sleep's biggest sale of the year. Support your only local mattress manufacturer and thank us later when you get the best night's sleep you've ever had. Don't believe us? Go see the reviews. Free and fast local delivery. Engineered Sleep is your go-to mattress supplier. Better sleep? Rest assured. Shop online or visit our showroom in Greenville.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
McCoy Wright is the official commercial real estate partner for 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. They found us the perfect location for our new studios, and when you are ready to buy or sell, they will provide the same top-notch service for you. Here is a featured property that might be right for you. 4403 Clemson Boulevard, Anderson 3.2 acres, zoned C2 waterfront on Harwell and heavily traveled Clemson Boulevard. Potential for mixed-use flagship restaurant, national retail.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
With the largest coverage of any sports talk station in the Upstate, nobody does it better than us. We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar,
where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Andrew Oliphant under the weather today. We're going to talk football instead of golf. So I want to address, let me address one quick thing, then talk about the staff. Quarterback today, it's interesting that top two teams in the country don't have like a great All-American candidate quarterback. I mean, Stetson Bennett's good, even though this year he hadn't looked great at times. And what you saw out of McNamara at Michigan, he looked great this past weekend, but he's kind of serviceable. Besides that, if you're going to win in the college football playoffs, you, for the most part, we've seen it's got to have great quarterback play, right? So with that said, let me give you a historical example, though. So Miami has won 5 national championships. I think I'm right by saying that. And when they were, it was Craig Erickson. And not even national championships. Let's go, not even national championships. Let's go with the great Miami quarterbacks in the great years of Miami football. And I'm not going to include Jim Kelly in this because they weren't great yet. But Craig Erickson and Bernie Kosar and Steve Walsh and Vinny Testaverde and Gino Toretta and Ken Dorsey, those are big-time quarterback names winning big-time games and national championship. You know, that's a huge deal. Now, why is Miami not as good? because you went from Ken Dorsey and Gino Toretta and Vinny Testaverde and Steve Walsh and Bernie Kosar and Erickson to Frank Costa, Ryan Collins, Ryan Clement, Scott Covington, Kenny Kelly. You went Derek Crudup. Brock Berlin was a highly rated guy, wasn't great at Miami. Kyle Wright was pretty good. You went Kirby Freeman, Robert Marv, Ja'Cory Harris. You went Stephen Morris. You went Brad Kaya. Look, you went Malik Rozier, Nikosi Perry, Jaren Williams. It's pretty simple. You want to be great, you have to have great quarterback play. And that, oh, by the way, that's a ton of wide receivers. All right. Man, that's a ton of wide receivers in there. And that's the Ray Lewis's on defense, too. But they won big-time football when they had great quarterback play. Pretty simple. Now, on the subject, and David, hang on, I'm coming to you. On the subject of Clemson staff, I don't know the guy's wrong. So facts, right before the top of the hour, one of the callers said Clemson has too many former players on the staff. And I'm not trying to say the guy's wrong because I don't know the answer to that question. But I do know this, that I don't think it's as cut and dry as where the guy played college football. I do understand you don't want groupthink and you want outside, some outside influences at times. I get that. But you do want culture in there too. Some of the most successful football programs in history have had stability on their staffs. One of the great things about Bobby Bowden all those years is he had stability on his staff. Now, with that said, just pointing out counterpoint here, because I'm not saying the guy's wrong. What I'm saying is that might be a reason, but also it might not be a reason. Because when Clemson won two national championships, they did it with Tony Elliott's offensive coordinator, a former Clemson player. They did it with Jeff Scott, co-offensive coordinator, a former Clemson player. They did it with Danny Pierman, tight ends coach, special teams coordinator, a former Clemson player. And those three guys aren't at the staff anymore. I don't know if it's the direct correlation that you lose those guys, who were all former Clemson players. You replaced them with some former Clemson players, some not. And now all of a sudden, those guys aren't good anymore. You don't want former players anymore. And only to point out the second part of this, that I don't know if it's a direct correlation or not. Maybe the guy's 100% right. Maybe he's 0% right. Maybe somewhere in between. But I go back to Greg McElroy this past year. And his first true criticism of Nick Saban, ESPN, former Alabama quarterback, ESPN color analyst, his first true criticism, and he admits it, of Nick Saban is, I don't think we have enough former players on our staff here at Alabama. We've got a bunch of outsiders who don't understand Alabama in the Alabama way. The point of bringing it, and maybe Greg McElroy is right, and maybe Greg McElroy is wrong. Maybe the caller is right, maybe the caller is wrong. The point is that when you lose and guys don't execute and a guy drops a football or a guy misses a block or a guy has a face mask penalty and gets burnt deep, then we're going to look for reasons to point fingers and say, that's why, when actually it might be, but it also might not be. It might be the fact that the other guy made a catch or the other guy made a player, and maybe it's a long-term solution, maybe it's short-term. I don't know all those things. But what's funny is that at Clemson now we have too many, right? Last year on the offensive line, it was Robbie Caldwell's too old. Thomas Austin takes over, and, well, he's too inexperienced. So the point is, we want to point fingers at what's wrong, and we know what's wrong, even though we're not in the program, that I know this is wrong, and that guy's wrong, and I don't know, man. Maybe Nick Saban does not have enough former Alabama players in the staff. Maybe Dabo Swinney has too many. Or maybe they made some evaluation mistakes, and the guys didn't develop, and they had some injuries in certain places, and maybe they got caught lightning in a bottle from other teams out this way. I don't know if there's an answer to that, but I do know that we want to have scapegoats and reasons to point things at.
I feel like there has to come a point in time where the players take some level of responsibility.
Right.
They're the ones playing. You can game plan, and yes, you know, you can say the staff hasn't put the players in the best position to succeed this year, whether that's through play calling or whether that's schematically. You can say that and you can make that point, and it's a fair point. But when it comes down to it, the coaches aren't on the field playing in the game in pads. They're on the sidelines. You know, your players have to make plays regardless of who's coaching.
So the point there is that the caller might be right, but is it possible that the caller was wrong?
Definitely.
Greg McElroy might be right about Alabama, but is it possible that he's wrong?
There's no real way to determine the answer.
Right. So we don't know that is my point. Let me get David in Spartanburg. David, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Man, I haven't talked to you in years. And I told your producer I'm not going to talk football because it wouldn't be right for a Gamecock to not call in years and then call today and want to talk football.
No, man. To the victor belong the spoils. No,
not going to do it. I'm going to talk about the great sport of soccer. You catch that a little bit of a sarcasm there?
I did. I kind of my sarcasm meter is on right now. Yes.
Jeez, I had tried to watch soccer over the years, Mickey. I have. I've watched it here and there. Yesterday, I decided, you know, I'm going to watch it. I am going to watch every minute of it. And here's the deal with soccer. I have figured out after watching that game yesterday. You don't need a ball. You don't need a ball. You just run two teams out there because it's all about falling down and making it look like the guy pushed you, or pushing a guy down but making it look like he fell down on his own. And then at the end of the game, you just judge which team did the best acting job, and that would be the winner. Because 1-0 doesn't decide a winner. I'm sorry. Soccer's terrible, Mick. It's terrible. It's terrible. That's my opinion.
Well, then let me say this.
You have an opinion on that?
As a soccer guy, first of all, I've been to when I was at school at Clemson, I was a soccer SID as a student assistant there. So 5 times, I've been 130 college soccer games. And I am a huge Manchester United fan. Now, I don't watch World Cup, but I do love Manchester United.
So I
watch that, but I don't watch when Everton plays Burnley. I don't watch that. But the bottom line is this, you're right in some ways. You're wrong. Look, there's a lot of action going on all around it. But I will say this, to your point, and Faxon, you're a bigger soccer fan than I am, but to your point there, the worst thing that happened to big-time soccer is video replay. Even to the point where Ronaldo the other day acted like he scored a goal and he never touched the ball and he wanted to celebrate, and I was a Ronaldo fan for years and years and years. But the point is that on all the fouls, on all the stuff that the guy, he's bleeding, he looks like he's about to die on the field, like, we are going to have a whole skull replacement surgery because his whole cranium is cracked in. He'll never, ever be able to live after this. And then, no, there's no foul. And they come out and look at him. Oh, well, he's fine. That we look at the replay and he wasn't even touched. His head wasn't even touched. It's not a good look.
And that is part – a soccer guy will tell you that's part of the game.
Yeah. But the other one that gets me is like
– falling down is part of the game.
One of the things that gets me now –
wrestling. That's wrestling. isn't that Ric Flair and Dusty Rhodes? I mean, these men have amazing recuperative powers, Mick.
Yeah, it's the happy stuff. Hey, one thing you notice he didn't touch on, and I got on soccer a little bit because I've watched some of the World Cup, and the guys on the corner kicks, they don't put the ball on the line. They put it where it overhangs on the line or on a throw-in.
Right.
There'll be a foul, and it'll be 40 yards away from the goal, 50 yards away from the goal, and the throw-in should be there. But they'll actually cheat up about 3 or 4 or 5 yards. They keep going forward like another yard. If you're 50 yards from the goal, like, that's going to make a difference. And anytime you see a free kick, anytime you see any kind of or direct kick, whatever, you'll see, like, they'll draw the line here, and the wall will try to cheat up 1 inch. I don't know. It's like we got to cheat, man, somehow, some way. We're not going to do it by the rules. We're going to try to find a way to cheat a little bit in soccer. Part of the game, yeah. Of course, hey, in baseball we do it. Football we do it. Basketball we do it. Right.
But I have tried liking it. I've tried it. And I'm talking about more than just yesterday. I've tried watching it. I can't. It's just – These men have amazing recuperative powers, man. Off the top rope. Yeah. Blood everywhere.
Yeah, off the top. With a foreign object.
Oh, the squared circle, man.
Hey, don't be a stranger, man. Where have you been? How come you hadn't been calling? Where have you been?
Dude, what happened is about almost six years ago, my situation changed, and I used to work in your area, in the Anderson County, Greenville County, yeah, that area, and so I could hear everything. Well, I was in the car all day. Well, guess what I did all day? I listened, and drove. Right. And when that changed, it just got out of the habit. I'm actually calling blind right now. I didn't even know if you were on the air this morning. I literally just got the number and dialed it, and it turned out.
The show's better with you, buddy. Don't be a stranger. We'll put you on the payroll or something. We got to get you back in more often.
Dude, that's I can do it now.
All right.
Football wasn't fun for 7 years, Vic. Now it's fun again.
Well, it wasn't fun for 11 weeks, and in the last 10 days it's been fun, right?
Well, I will say this, and I'm going to talk about Carolina, not Clemson. I'll let you go. I know you've got things to do. It made me mad that our stupid fan base, the stupid segment of it, and our so-called your boy Tony, your boy JC, and I'm going to name names. I don't care. Tony and JC and Keith Allstep, they had a vendetta against our OC. You know why, and I know why. All right? And it's because he wouldn't give them insight, and their whole everything they have is all about inside information. And no, someone else didn't call the plays the last 2 weeks. And it's called your boy Steve Spurrier said it right to the quarterbacks. Take your steps, let the ball go. And guess what he did the last two games? Took his steps and let the ball go. So. And I hate I can't hang up and listen to you. So anyway.
You can. We got a Spartanburg 97.5 on Spartanburg dial, and we've got the app. You go listen to the app. You can listen to it all day long, man. Don't be a stranger. Got to go, man. Call me back. All right, buddy. Take care of yourself. That's David, longtime great Gamecock fan there. Let's take a break, buddy. We'll come back. Final segment right after this.
Join Out of Bounds live at Walk-On's Clemson Tuesday, December 6th from noon till 3. Dig into their mouth-watering Louisiana cuisine, have the chance to win some prizes, and hang out with Quack and Ben live from Walk-On's Clemson Tuesday, December 6th, noon till 3.
'Tis the season, Tigers. The Tiger Sports Shop has just what you need to look your best for the festivities ahead, and we've made gift-giving easy with something for every Tiger fan on your list. Spread some Clemson cheer this holiday season with the newest Clemson gear or holiday decor. Locally owned and family-operated since 1974, the Tiger Sports Shop has all your gift-giving needs covered. Two convenient locations to serve you, 1102 Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue downtown, or order online at tigersports.com. Merry Clemson, everyone.
Come check out our fresh inventory reload at Burns Chevy in Gaffney. We're currently stocking 30 pre-owned trucks and SUVs under $30,000. Some of these great deals qualify for our highly rated Buy Here, Pay Here program. Hurry, these trucks are selling fast. Visit online at BurnsChevyOfGaffney.com or in person at Exit 92, just past the Big Peach on I-85. Burns Chevrolet, your right choice since 1923. If a mattress is on your Black Friday shopping list, then buy local and save big at Engineered Sleep. Save up to $1,000 on bundles and up to $500 on mattresses the entire month of November. This is Engineered Sleep's biggest sale of the year. Support your only local mattress manufacturer and thank us later when you get the best night's sleep you've ever had. Don't believe us? Go see the reviews. Free and fast local delivery. Engineered Sleep is your go-to mattress supplier. Better sleep? Rest assured. Shop online or visit our showroom in Greenville.
For the first time ever since opening its doors, the Greenville Men's Clinic is now the only men's health organization offering an intimacy guarantee. That's right. If you don't perform, you don't pay. You heard that right. Restoring intimacy is important to everyone. Helping men with a proven solution is what drives success. That is why the Greenville Men's Clinic stands by their intimacy guarantee. Now you will have the assurance and confidence of proven outcomes without the fear of financial loss. By using the latest technology for the treatment of ED, acoustic wave therapy uses pressure waves to open existing blood vessels, which restores spontaneity and intimacy for you and your loved one. Stop trusting companies that feed you empty promises with no results. Trust an intimacy guarantee. Trust the Greenville Men's Clinic. Call the Greenville Men's Clinic today, 864-301-1111. That's 864-301-1111, 864-301-1111, or greenvillemensclinic.com.
For an incredible 8 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's best jewelry store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's best jewelry store, Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
Huddle up, team. We got to get to the game and set up our tailgate. Are the coolers packed?
Yep.
Chips?
For sure.
What about your father? Where is he?
He's completing his pregame ritual.
Babe, we got a problem.
Better add Roto-Rooter to your pregame checklist. Plumbing problems are never convenient, especially on game days. Call Roto-Rooter for right-on-time service, anytime.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
If you are looking for first-class service, consider First Class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you a service that doesn't need to be done, and no surprises. All prices must be approved by you before work is done. Come see what First Class service really means. First Class Halt, located in Anderson and Greenville.
We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place, and bam, you're hit with that out-of-order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Your Clemson football destination. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun.
Welcome back. Final segments of the week, Wednesday show. Let me get Justin's been hanging on through that break. Justin, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic.
Hey, I just wanted to talk about some Clemson football, obviously. I just wanted to say that I've seen a lot of stuff about saying we should fire Streeter. Everybody, you know, everybody on Twitter knows what's best, obviously. But I don't think it's right, you know, to judge him off of 1 year because I feel like he deserves another year. And you, I want your opinion on this. You feel like he's sort of been handcuffed with DJ at quarterback, like he feels like he can't open up the playbook because of DJ, and for that reason we've been so simplistic.
Oh, sure. Look, and whether it's been simplistic or not, I mean, that's debatable. But, yeah, look, I had a – I'm getting this secondhand, but I believe it, that one of the a head coach in college football who's a very respected man, I don't want to mention it here because my source is on this, but said that the issue with Clemson's offense is they're so limited at wide receiver. You know, you can't run perimeter run plays because they don't block and then they can't separate. So all that, yeah. Look, I remember I had Burton Burns on my radio show the day they signed C.J. Spiller, and they had James Davis already in there, and he said, I became a really smart running back coach now because I got Spiller and Davis now. Look, if Brandon Streeter, when he was coaching Trevor Lawrence, he looked like a much better quarterback coach. You know, it's about players, man. It's about execution in those players. It's a lot easier to execute when you have really good players. And so, yeah, DJ's not had a great career here, and no one's trying to say that he has, and he's made a bunch of mistakes and had a bunch of bad games and all that. He's had some good games in there, too. Don't forget the Wake Forest game. They threw for 371 and 5 touchdowns and no picks. But for the most part, the limited passing game the last 2 years comes down to DJ's not been very good, and the wide receiver core has been as bad, if not worse. And so as an offensive coordinator, what do you do? They're going to load the box on you, and you're going to run it, and you're going to try to run it against a heavy box every single play. You're limited, man. He's very limited in what he can do. And I promise you that if you get better at certain positions, then your play calling gets better. As simple as that. When you get injuries at certain places, you're not going to be as good a play caller. When you get drops or bad throws or fumbles, it's not going to look very good play calling wise. But when the guys execute with talent, it's going to look really good. You're going to look really, really smart.
Right. And I was going to tell you this, that I'm sure you've seen it. Did you know that Wake Forest has 5 receivers with more receiving yards than Clemson's lead, or than Antonio Williams?
Yeah. Clemson's we mentioned this before, Justin, in the season that when Clemson played Wake Forest, and that season fell apart, and I don't quite understand how it did because I thought a lot of them. And in October, I thought they were a legitimate top 15 football team. But we said early on that Wake Forest is the best wide receiver group in the ACC. And that's not a bunch of five stars now. That's development. That's evaluation, and that's development. But I will tell you right now, Wake Forest has the 3 or 4 guys right now that would start at Clemson and be much better football players. Now, to be fair, also, they had Hartman throwing the football to them. And it's a lot easier when you got a great quarterback throwing the ball to you to have more receiving yards, too. So it's a two double-edged sword there. They were better at wide receiver, but they're also better at quarterback.
Oh, yes. I agree.
Yeah. Justin, I appreciate the phone call,
man.
Thank you, man. Thanks an awful lot. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. The last 2 days, because of all our phone calls, I really not talked enough about Brad and Brad Hughes and Allstate Insurance Agency and going the extra mile and what Brad Hughes is able to do. And the bottom line is that these good folks are awesome at helping me with my homeowner's insurance and my car insurance. Just amazing. I love Brad Hughes. I love Allstate. I love what they've done for me. Mile-wise means going the extra mile. And maybe by going the extra mile, maybe you're driving less. You can save over 50% on your car insurance right now. How about that? Call Brad to see if he can help you out. 292-3001. I have two things for my mile-wise here. Number one is yesterday my son Drake. Sometimes I'll have the radio equipment at the house, and he's 3 years old, and he'll want to play with it, and he'll act like he's hosting the Mickey Plaller show, and he'll talk about all kinds of stuff, and it's crazy what he talks about. But Faxon, he said yesterday, he goes, hey, Daddy, I need to go to work. And I was like, well, where do you work? He goes, I work at the radio station. And I said, really? He goes, yeah, because I'm big now, and I get to be on the radio and talk about what you talk about, and me and you can talk about on the radio. And I started thinking about, man, that's kind of cool. And then I was thinking, that's what Mark and Faxon get to do all the time. Like, I know you know it. I know you see it. And I told your dad this the other day when I saw him over in Clemson was, man, cherish that, buddy. That's just awesome you guys get to do that together. And I'm dreaming as a 54-year-old father of a 3-year-old that, man, just let me be in good enough health to maybe do that one day. Pretty cool. But man, and just cherish those days and those moments, all those times you guys get to do that.
Yeah, definitely will. And, hey, maybe this is the Mickey and Drake show in 15 years. Who knows?
I got to get rid of this call for it. It might be the Faxon show here tomorrow morning. Who knows? Through that. So, hey, just one other quick note, because, and again, I don't want to – this is to you, because you can't tell your listeners or your readers, if you're writing, just how dumb they are. And I'm not trying to tell you you're dumb. A lot of your theories can be right. But also, if I can admit they can be right, can you admit they can be wrong? Right? I said on the show the other day, because I don't go to practice because I'm not qualified as a football coach to go out and do it. I didn't coach it. You know, I've never coached a down in football in my life and all this kind of stuff, so I'm not qualified to say it. Now, as a host of a sports talk show, there's a lot. I was listening to our national shows the other day, and the guy was ripping the play calls and was ripping stuff like that. I was like, man, you don't know, man. Like, it takes – you got to put your ego aside to say, I really don't – I'm not qualified to say what that guy should have done there. I can have an opinion about it. It's fine, but really, truly, I don't know. So – if we can admit, is there a chance that, because I got this Texas now, all right? This is from a really good friend of mine. And he said, maybe it's not the fact that they're ex-players. Maybe that the coaching staff doesn't have much experience. That's my friend Mike. I can admit this. Mike might be right. Maybe Clemson's coaching staff is too inexperienced right now. That would be fair. But can we also admit that maybe Mike's wrong? Because at Georgia's defense coordinator, Glenn Schumann, was a GA at Alabama. His very first coaching job ever was inside linebacker coach at Georgia. And now he's a coordinator. Dan Lanning coached 2 years at Memphis, and then Georgia hired him as a defensive coordinator. You know why those guys are great defensive coordinators? Not because of experience. It's because they have great players on the field. And the other part of this is that the single biggest trend in hiring assistant coaches in college football, if you just look at what's going on across the country and get out of your little bubble, is that you're hiring really, really young, inexperienced guys at major positions now across the country. And the reason you're doing that is recruiting. Recruiting is a young man's game.
Yeah, and you got to be able to relate to players.
Right, and relate to social media, and relate to NIL, and relate to transfer portal, and do all this kind of stuff. So the point is that at Ohio State and at Alabama and at Clemson and at Georgia and at Michigan and at TCU and at Southern Cal, whatever, you know, they're hiring some really young, inexperienced assistant coaches right now and paying them a lot of money. But that's going on all over the place because of recruiting. And when you win, you'll say, man, we got youth and enthusiasm and great recruiters on our staff. When you lose, you say, man, we're inexperienced. I told you that before. When Bobby Knight gets throws the chair and gets all mad, when he's winning, they say, man, Bobby Knight is intense. When he's losing, I say, man, Bobby Knight's panicking. He's lost on the sidelines. I asked Mark Richt on the show one time. I had him on the show. I was like, how are you so calm? He goes, well, I don't want my players to see me panicking. And then, so when Mark Richt's winning, they go, man, he's so calm and he's so collected over there on the sidelines. And when he's losing, they go, well, he didn't have any passion. It's the same guy. It's the perception that we have of it. And they might be right. Again, my buddy Mike's a very smart guy, and he's a longtime fan. He's a good fan. He might be right. He might be too inexperienced. But when another team wins with that kind of inexperience, you go, man, they got a lot of great recruiters on that staff, right? We got a bunch of young, new energy, new ideas, and all that kind of stuff on that staff. They relate to players so much better on that staff.
Everything's a double-edged sword, Mickey.
It is, man. Maybe the truth is probably somewhere in between.
Yeah.
Right? In the end, it's about results. That's it. You're mad because Clemson lost on Saturday, not because of trying to point a finger. Saban said it a few weeks ago. We're trying to point a finger to find something to blame. And some of that blame is pointed in the right direction. But some of it is not. Where that is, I don't know. I don't know. Skip the music. 2 minute drill. What do you have for me?
2 minute drill. Got to go with the United States men's national team. Yesterday, taking down Iran 1-0 in the World Cup. Advancing to the knockout stage, the round of 16, where they will play the Netherlands on Saturday morning at, I think it's 10 a.m. Eastern. Very excited for that. A massive step for the sport of soccer in the United States. The U.S. men's national team just seriously can't overstate enough how important this was for the sport and just, you know, the organization going forward.
Really cool stuff there. Hey, my two-minute drill, Eric Newton.com. For all of your real estate needs, it's Eric Newton.com. Get in touch with me. Can certainly help you out at Eric Newton.com. Full-service real estate company. No one knows more about it in Clemson area. Students looking for a place to live next semester, next year. If you're looking for buying or selling real estate, the place to do it, EricNewton.com. UAB is going to hire Trent Dilfer. Despite never coaching a single down of college football, he's going to be the head coach at UAB. Crazy to think about there as well. So, and then finally, I got a text message from a friend said, I got the answer. We want DJ to come back next year as the punter. Because boy, hit a boomer on that one for sure, right?
Start DJ at punter.
There you go. Let me thank Dane Young. Facts on sports tonight?
Facts on sports, 7 to 8.
Love it. Up next, John and Brad. Have a great day. More importantly, tune in tomorrow. We'll see you right here on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.